Well, we are definitely here to talk about anime, specifically the summer 2010 season that's coming up in, actually, sometime later this month, if I recall. Probably at the end of the month, right?
Pretty much. Yep. Upcoming TV anime of June to July of 2010, version 1. Chartfag.wordpress.com.
Yep, Chartfag has definitely become the authoritative graphical source for upcoming shows these days. It used to be Hashihime, because it used to be only Hashihime put out a schedule, but now everybody does a preview. But Chartfag makes it look attractive. So,
and we are not doing a commercial for them.
No, we're not. But we're going to be following this chart as we kind of go down the list to see what looks interesting to us. You know, both of us have seen some previews, and at least we know some of the plot summaries. Now, the thing, of course, is that I used to write season preview posts like everybody else, but I sometimes felt that plot summaries don't give a really good idea for the upcoming season sometimes, because I mean, haven't you been surprised sometimes by a show that seemed ho-hum by its concept, but ended up being really awesome?
Well, you have to use the force.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes trailers kind of help a little bit, I think. Mm. The trailer can sometimes give you an okay idea what the tone of a show might be like, but it's always a toss-up. You know, my favorite example, of course, is Toradora. Toradora did not seem like an exceptional or interesting show from the outset, but it turned out to be really well-written and really well-done.
No, he blew a lot of people out of the water.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And my example will be DRRR.
Right.
It seemed okay until you actually start watching it, and it became very engrossing.
Mm. Yeah, that show, it really took off for me after about 6 or 7 episodes, though. But once it did, like, I really got into it myself. So I think that's kind of a slow burner. But but if you stick with it, you'll definitely be rewarded. So so that's a show we definitely both recommend to you guys. But why don't we go ahead and like start moving down the list then for the summer 2010?
Yeah, let's go. Like I said, put on your thinking cap, use the force.
Yep.
And make sure you focus somewhere else.
Right. And so we begin with, I think this is probably the highest profile or the most famous production that's going to be coming out in the summer, High School of the Dead.
I'm not sure if it's the highest profile, because Production IG is doing Sengoku Basara 2.
Right.
Let's go with the High School of the Dead.
Right. I mean, like, something that's not a sequel or a second season. Right.
Right.
But this is done by Madhouse. Mm-hmm. It is done by the director of Death Note and the writer and the scenarist of Honey and Clover, Yosuke Kuroda. He's done lots of other stuff, including Gundam Seed and some other shows as well.
I thought you said Gundam Balls.
Or Gundam, yes, that's right.
Gundam Zero Zero.
Gundam Nothing,
zero,
as I like.
Zero. Right.
Or Gundam
Zero Zero.
Right. Less than zero.
Balls.
Yes. And High School of the Dead is probably, again, I definitely saw a lot of blog action about this beforehand. A lot of people are waiting. We're waiting for this one. This is, from the trailer, it looks like to be a very violent
Resident Evil.
Yeah, a very bloody zombie action movie with plenty of fan service on top. So
it's just Resident Evil put in anime, man. I saw the manga in Taiwan. I didn't read it. And of course, it has your usual mix of, you know, people betraying each other just to stay alive, and they're fighting this, they're fighting that. I didn't even bother to read the manga.
This is definitely going to appeal to action fans, I think. My guess is that our partner Jeremy would love this show, because I know he's really into zombies. And this is like the...
in fact, he has a horde of zombie in his basement right now.
Yep.
Except there's too much sun in California, so he can't let them out yet.
They only come out at night. That's right. And the thing is, I'm not particularly fond of the character designs, to tell you the truth. I'm just not a big thing for that super angular look that, like, you know, some shows seem to have. You know, another good example of that would be, I think, Chaos Head. Or the very worst one was that show about the soda pop, where all the girls come from soda cans. I can't remember the name of the
show. Akikan.
That's right, Akikan. Well, that had terrible art to begin with, but you know, that was one of the worst examples, in my opinion.
Akikan was atrocious.
Yep.
It was so atrocious that he could have crapped out of someone else's ass.
Yep. It's, I mean, you've got a lot of big names working on this, but honestly, this is just not the kind of show that interests me terribly much. So it's...
I might watch it, not because of the fan service, ha ha ha.
Really?
Or because, yeah, I actually didn't really read the manga. But, you know, I usually find this sort of concept very overdone. Mm. Because you see Resident Evil over and over again, somebody always becomes a traitor because he's afraid. Uh-huh. And he always leaves you behind.
Right.
It's nothing new. However, like I said, if this may be a surprise. I didn't say anything, of course, but this might be the surprise of the season, or it might not.
It might not. We don't know, obviously. That's the thing about previews. We don't really know. But definitely, if you crave your fan service and you crave lots of blood and gore, this looks like a show.
That's a zombie sucking your blood and eating your guts.
Yep. Yep. There's a lot of dismembering, too, from what I saw. So. All right, next. Occult Academy, or Seiki Matsu Occult Gakuin.
This is one I'm actually interested in, because this is I think the main character is a tsundere, if I mm-hmm. remember correctly. And it's played by a character who usually doesn't play a tsundere. It's Ito Shizuka.
Ooh, interesting. Well, she definitely has that dominatrix.
Wait a minute. That's the wrong show.
Oh, okay. Well, she's okay, there.
Yeah. This is a totally different show. This show is interesting because it's a continuation or the third hit of the anime No Power Hour.
Right. That's the time slot for original anime stories. That, you know, the first show in that time slot, of course, was Sora no Oto from a couple of seasons back. Yes. And, you know, while I did feel that had some wasted potential, at least it's kind of a venue for kind of original shows as opposed to adaptations to kind mm-hmm. of come to the fore. Mm-hmm. I kind of like the tone of the trailer of this mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some really good background work. The background artist was the same guy who did True Tears. And so there's actually...
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You did research on this stuff?
Oh, by the way, most of my information comes courtesy of that anime blog's 2010 preview. So thank you very much. I did kind of take some notes and stuff like that before I came on. But I actually found this to be one of the more memorable trailers out of the ones that I saw.
Yes.
And it definitely has some really like promising, I think, elements because, I don't know. I mean, I was a great big fan of the X-Files growing up in the 90s. And it kind of had some of that, you know, mystery feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, combined, of course, with kind of the Nostradamus prophecies and some of that other stuff. And so I'm wondering whether it's going to be kind of like... Actually, did you ever watch Ghost Hunt, Ray? Did you ever?
No, I watched Ghost Hound.
Oh, Ghost Hound. All right, Ghost Hound is kind of more in the vein of like Serial Experiment Slain, one of those kind of shows. But Ghost Hunt had like, I think, you know, 3 to 5 episode mini arcs where some different mystery gets solved. And I actually thought it was pretty good. And this seems kind of similar. But of course, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about that dominatrix who's sitting on top of that guy's back, you know, in this, in the picture over here. But
and I think that Mr. Lamoe will be looking forward to that.
Yeah, especially with those thigh highs and the absolute territory. And
And like I said, Allow Man is going to bear the backs. Dressing like the capitalist pig,
yeah,
and waiting for the queen to beat the crap out of them while they watch this show.
Right. It's apparently supposed to mix both horror and comedy. I didn't see much comedy in the trailer, to tell you the truth.
No.
But
no.
All right.
I will say this though. The trailer did look very interesting, right. And all this animation looked great. Mm-hmm. At least the shots and the cutscenes and all that. It has a movie feeling to it.
Yeah.
Maybe one of your movie majors could enlighten us in the future, but yeah. it does look very, very promising.
Yep. I actually think this is going to be one of the possible highlights of the season. So, well, moving on. Why don't we talk about a little bit, and this is something I think where you're going to have to talk a bit more than I did, because Sengoku Basara Season 2, I never really watched the first season. So was that a show that you really
enjoyed?
I didn't
finish the first season.
Yeah.
It's just a show based on Capcom's game, which I actually played in Taiwan.
Oh, nice.
It's a quick action game, but it doesn't have much of strategy. If mm-hmm. you put it, if you ask me, it's even more like a street fighting brawl than Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Or Samurai Warriors.
All right.
So you know, like Koei made Samurai Warriors, so Capcom decided to make this. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. As far as the story concern, I guess.
Right.
It's nothing to call home for. Nothing to cheer, nothing to say go wow over for. The characters, you know, you have for all the Fujoshis, you know, these all Bishonen, almost all Bishonen characters, and the boss is always those gruff looking evil guy.
Ah, gotcha.
Of course, Goto Yuko might like the gruff looking evil guy.
Right, because she's into those burly men, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Good for her.
Like that really bulky wolf like looking man in the back of the picture there?
Yes, that's supposed to be Hideyoshi, the second shogun of Japan, of Sengoku era Japan, of the warring era Japan.
Ah, I see. So he's the man that Bakutetsu Hideyoshi is named after.
Yes.
Oh my. But
this is definitely not even remotely a close portrait of what he looked like.
I'm sure it isn't. I'm pretty sure historical accuracy is not usually the first priority for most anime creators. So,
This one is totally blown out of the window.
Yeah,
because the single eye dragon dude actually speaks English a lot.
Wow, that's an interesting juxtaposition.
He has one of those motorcycle bars, you know, handlebars mounted on his horse. Hmm. And his whole army looks like motorcycle gang, except they all ride horses.
That's almost like Samurai Champloo or something like that, with a kind of a mixture of time periods and things like that. But I don't know. I guess, you know, to do these kind of historical narratives right, I guess you have to appeal to a modern audience to a certain degree. I mean, I think the last show that I saw that really tried very hard to be historically accurate to some degree was, did you ever watch Shigurui?
No.
Yeah, that one was trying very hard to be a very classic bloody samurai kind of movie, almost. Like, it was a TV series, but it was very bloody, it was very slow, and it was also supposed to be painstakingly accurate in many ways. Mm. And so, like, it had that very high-toned Masterpiece Theater kind of feel to it, almost. But I'm taking this is aimed more at a different audience. So
this is for shonen who like to watch fights and go all wild and crazy, and for Josies who like to thinking those samurais fucking each other in the ass.
Ah, yes, the classic two audiences for shonen action shows. Absolutely. So, yeah,
started in late 90s, but had its roots traced back in the 80s show Saint Seiya.
Oh, Saint Seiya, that's a really long running one, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And this was an old show, but they just drew the guys very, very good looking, and women liked that back then. Mm. That's the root of Fujoshiism.
Ah, interesting.
They didn't think of that, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's always lots of unintended consequences to everything that we do. So I'm sure the creators of Gundam Wing never quite realized it either. Did they? Or did they?
I think they were trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah, they probably were. So, yeah, but that's the first modern example I can think of, along with, of course, Shinji plus Kaoru and Evangelion. But,
yes, yeah. That's the first legendary Fujoshi pairing.
Right. So that's, yeah. But, not being a Fujoshi, I wouldn't really know, of course. So, in either case, there's actually another show that I want to talk about, which is a little bit out of order because this kind of reminded me of Fujoshi. It's actually a fantasy show that's coming, which bears the English title, The Legend of the Legendary Heroes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I thought the long-haired silver-haired guy was actually a girl until he opened his mouth in the trailer. And he has his, like, hand stretched out, and it's like, come with me to the guy, you know, the main character in the show. The main character with a gi ass.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks like a pretty ho-hum fantasy show to me, though I'll have to say I did like the trailers. They were...
Oh, you don't realize this is supposed to be comedy? The whole point is a pun. The Densetsu no Yusha no Densetsu. This is sort of a Japanese pun, The Legend of the Legendary Heroes. You can't tell there's a joke involved.
I knew there had to be something non-serious about that. Yeah, it sounded like a parody title.
The main trailer in Japanese actually said, those guys, so-called heroes, are more evil than evil. They're really bad guys. Not badass, they're just bad guys.
See, I couldn't read the text, obviously.
But listen to it, right? And of course, they're supposed to Demon King. I think he's actually the good guy, maybe.
Huh. I mean, the thing is that they actually had, the website has three trailers. One has a song, which was really ho-hum. I liked the second trailer a lot. Their second trailer, though, made it seem really serious. But then the first trailer kind of revealed that it's actually a fairly cliche comedy action type thing. So I'm not sure which one to believe. You said this is more of a comedy overall?
Yes.
Okay. Because
both trailers I saw,
yeah,
you know, like put out by some Japanese person.
Mm.
They're just the girl is super violent, and the guy was arguing back and forth about something, and I think she finally blows the lid and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that in the first trailer, right, where she kind of smacks him on the head with a sword. And at that point, it's like, okay, it's one of those shows again. It's just like one of those. It seems that every season there's at least one cookie cutter fantasy series. And I don't know what it is. I've never really been able to get into fantasy series in anime for some reason, like with only a few exceptions. I mean, actually, one of the very first animes I ever watched was actually the Record of Lodoss Wars OVA. But, you know, in retrospect, that was a very mediocre one. I did like Scrap Princess.
Yes.
That was pretty good. I like that one. I'm trying to think of another one. I'm talking, of course, about like the kind of Western / medieval style fantasy, of which there's always a
Slayers, but that's comedy.
Yeah, that's more comedy, and you know that. Oh, I did like the first season of Slayers. I thought the first season of Slayers was pretty amusing. So, I mean, but this one doesn't seem particularly remarkable. But it did seem that there was kind of almost like Fujoshi bait with the main guy and the silver-haired dude, almost. At least the way it was kind of portrayed. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's...
Every show has a Fujoshi joke inserted now.
I think so, you know. Which certainly is a good segue to take us into one that very much is fangirl bait, Kuroshitsuji Season 2, Black Butler 2.
You're skipping Shiki.
I am skipping around a little bit here. Yes, I know. But
okay.
We'll talk about Shiki because I think Shiki actually looks really promising too.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I actually never watched more than one episode of the first season. So
Jeremy watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually married.
Yeah.
To a woman, that is.
Yeah, that's right. Who used to be a goth. And this sort of taps into like some goth themes here and there, if I recall correctly.
Gosh, you're just trying to pull digging him out of the hole, right? He has to watch the show.
Oh yeah, I am trying to defend him. Yes, but it is very popular. I don't know if you know how incredibly popular the manga of this is in America, but like it's like number one. It beat Naruto once on the New York Times bestseller list. It beat Naruto.
Like, because all the women came out in full force.
That's right. The fangirls came out in full force for Kuroshitsuji, the manga. It's insanely popular, actually. And you know, I don't know enough of it to really talk about it. So, you know.
And I don't really care. Sorry.
So, yeah, why don't we go and just talk about Shiki then? Shiki is probably, out of all the trailers that I've seen, I think this is my favorite. This is... Because honestly, I did not see that much this season that really interested me overall. But Shiki probably, you know, the kind of the atmosphere reminded me a little bit of, let's say, Higurashi.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And this person says, oh, this village sucks. So why doesn't everyone die?
Right.
You know, we're familiar with that attitude, right?
Yeah. And it's a fairly standard setup to that degree. I don't think, of course, it's going to do the same as Higurashi or, you know, Umineko with the multiple plot lines, you know, going over and over again. At least it doesn't look like it's going to do that. But I did like, it's probably my favorite trailer. It is done by this people who made Ichigo Marshmallow. That's what I read.
I know.
Which
yes, I
is kind of odd in a way.
That's a lowly mellow mellow show.
Yeah. And this seems to be kind of the polar opposite, if anything, because you got really angular characters, very spiky haired characters, it seems.
And a lot of anguish.
Yeah.
That will make Shinji go facepalm.
Who knows? I mean, when I saw the word Shiki, of course, I immediately thought of both, you know, of what's that? Kara no Kyokai, and but I think this is a different word, right? Or different words.
Different words, yeah.
Yeah, this is different words. So, yeah.
I think this means corpse turning to a demon of some sort.
Right. These are corpse demon or something like that. Yeah, I think they actually provided... I saw a subtitled trailer for this one.
Oh.
And so, yeah, this is definitely trying to go with the horror atmosphere. You know, it'll be interesting to sort of contrast this with Occult Academy, which, of course, is trying to go...
No, you mean like the Campus of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah. Or you mean High School of the Dead, yeah. I mean, Shiki doesn't look like it's nearly as action-oriented as High School for the Dead.
But,
yeah, but it's... I don't know. There's actually surprisingly little information about this. Compared.
Very little.
So I kind of, in the absence of any other further information, I tend to go by plot summary and I tend to go by atmosphere of the trailer.
And I go by the force. I predict this is going to be the hit of the season.
All right. Well, we'll see whether that happens or not.
Yeah.
Well, and okay. Moving on to, how do you say this? Nura Rihion no Mago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Woo-hoo. You think I was going to help you.
Yeah, this is actually... Again, the trailer was only 30 seconds long.
And I don't remember jack shit about it.
It kind of reminds me of... what is it? I mean, it's about a guy who is three quarters human and one quarter demon. And he is, I guess, you know, doing an internal battle. It looks very shonen action-y to me.
Yes.
Kind of like... the show that it reminded some people of, at least on that anime blog, it reminded them a little bit of Inuyasha combined with Bleach, I think this one, it looks like it's either trying to, actually, I don't think it's probably going to be a franchise because it's being animated by Studio Dean. And, you know, I don't know if you know much about Studio Dean, but they tend to be on the low budget end of things overall. I mean, they did Higurashi, and I think I liked Higurashi, but
yeah. Yeah,
they did. But overall, Studio Dean tends to be one of the more low budget, you know,
studios,
pump them out quickly kind of studios.
Yes.
So I don't know whether they intend to turn this into a franchise or not, but this is a really tough one to tell as well because of the lack of information. So I don't know if I can't say too much more about it really. So
all I'm saying is that if it's got a male character, it better be a lot more interesting than most shows, because otherwise I'm not interested.
Yep. Well, it's interesting because I think that's the last show on this list that I think we'll be talking about, which isn't something that's like a harem or appealing or having a harem or something that is definitely appealing straight at male otaku.
Well, there is two more comedy shows.
Right. I wasn't able to actually get information about some of these too much. There's this Tono to Isho, which looks like something about generals.
Yeah, this basically says with your generals, you know, Tono is a way of being very mannered of calling a general, a warrior, or just about anybody.
Right.
If you want. If you're Kenshin, you call anybody a Tono.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I'm not explaining anything. So.
Well, I don't know much about it. It seems like an odd premise, to say the least. And that sometimes can be a good thing. But, you know, apparently it stars Gackt in a special guest appearance as a warlord. So
I think this is a show that will appeal to mostly Japanese only.
Yeah, this is very specific, I think, to people who know who these characters are. These historical figures are, I think.
No, you have to be Japanese. But
yeah.
then again, a lot of Japanese don't even remember these figures.
Right.
Most of them remember Yukimura, Sanada Yukimura.
Hmm.
And most of them remember the three big guys, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And we do have Osaka Hamlet, which is animated in a non-traditional style for anime, it seems, with non-traditional character designs. This seems to be one of those... it looks like a family comedy, to tell you the truth. Something along the lines of The Simpsons. Or
there's breast grabbing.
Okay, yeah, except with breast grabbing. So maybe more like Crayon Shin-chan.
Yes, or the Dancing Hamster.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Evichu. Ah, yes, Evichu. Back in the days when Ano was willing to be dirty. Yes. Yes. But I don't know much about it either. And it's
actually, I watched a little bit of a trailer of it. I think if it keeps the frantic and quick pace, I think it might work. But I am perfectly certain that this will have so many Japanese insider jokes as well.
Right. This you know, it's definitely probably along the model of The Simpsons in that sense, where it's, you know, The Simpsons is full of very American humor, you know, and cultural references that people won't really necessarily get outside, right?
Nope.
So, and with that, that's like the first half of the shows. And the second half is almost all like harem or moe or like fan service type stuff, except for Digimon. But except yes. for Digimon. But
And here the goodness starts.
Yeah, yes, for many people.
Here the goodies start.
Yes, many bloggers, of course, are probably looking forward exactly to these kinds of shows. Or at least some of them are. Anyway,
we yes, begin. I am.
Yes, especially you, Ray. We all know what you like.
Yes, I
do have to say, with the first one up is Amagami SS. I do like the character designs. I kind of like that. It almost kind of reminds me of the character designs, though it's not the same. Of was it Ichigo 100% and yes. Hatsukoi Limited?
Ichigo. I think they're by the same people.
Is it? I mean,
I think so.
I mean, because that's. I mean, both of those came from the same manga artist. So his
okay, from the same manga artist.
I'm not sure.
So the design is pretty much the same.
It looks very similar, though. It is apparently based on a PS2 game, so which means that it was not, in fact, an Aerogay, because they don't have Aerogays on console platforms. But this is no, apparently not. But apparently, one of the unique features of this show is that it's going to have repeating storylines in that. Each girl gets her turn, quote unquote, to being like the main girl. Each girl, it's trying to replicate the structure of a dating sim in that sense. Yeah,
well, it's trying to be Tatami Galaxy. No, I'm just kidding. There's absolutely no relation whatsoever. But Tatami Galaxy tells, okay, yeah, that's very different.
Right. Yeah. I do find it. I don't know whether that setup will work or not, to tell you the truth. I mean, it really depends, of course, on how interesting these girls are. And well, honestly, I don't have very high hopes in that regard. But it is interesting in the trailer, though. If you watch the trailer, at the very end, you have a girl who's literally biting that guy's ear.
Mm-hmm.
I was immediately thinking, oh, so one of the girls is a vampire or something, and like.
No, she just likes to torture guys. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
right. I have no idea.
That's
just some boy who doesn't like Christmas due to the past experience.
Ooh.
That's like 99.9% of the dating scene, of the gal game or arrow gay plot.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, so he has a last chance to ask out his graduating seniors. Oh, so these are all older girls. Like, they're all older than him?
I guess so.
Or is he? Yeah, he's a second year high school student, and these are all graduating seniors. So that means that they're all 1 year above him.
You know, I never realized the inside of a tomato looks so much like a manco.
Well, wait, where did that come from, dude?
I'm eating it.
Ah, okay.
I'm eating it out.
Well, there are plenty of fruits that remind people of certain body parts. Try eating a plum sometime. Plum sometime. But, this thing here, of course, is, omnibus format, focusing on the story of each heroine. I don't know. I mean, this does not look like the kind of show that I would care for, to tell you the truth, overall. But Hatsukoi Limited surprised me. I was surprised how funny it was. Is this a JC staff show, actually? No, AIC.
No, this one's the AIC.
Oh, okay. See, JC staff is normally the studio I would trust to do this kind of show better than most, because they're
doing a different show this season.
Indeed, they're doing something else. They're doing something called Okami-san to Shichinin no Nakamatachi.
Yes,
Nakamatachi. This is, I took a look at the main girl Ryoko, and I immediately thought she Taiga. Looks exactly Aizana. Like Taiga.
Exactly. And she has the exact, almost the exact attitude, which is tsundere.
They even used the word tsundere in the trailer. I can't understand most Japanese, but I heard that word. And like,
oh, woke you right up.
I know. It's like, what the heck? I mean, it doesn't look like, of course, the same kind of show as Toradora at all. It's very much like it's lots of girls and one guy. Though yes. The guy doesn't even seem all that important, to tell you the truth. It seems more like to be like girl-on-girl action, I guess, for the people who enjoy that sort of thing. Girl-on-girl.
Yeah. Basically, he says the seven Okami-san, which is the name of, right. I think it was the girl. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's yeah. Ryoko. Yeah, that's she looks like a wolf. That's the idea.
Yeah, just like, she looks like Taiga.
Right. She's a Taiga. Well, Taiga is supposed to be like a tiger, and this girl is supposed to be kind of like a wolf, even though she looks exactly like Taiga.
She's played by Ito Shizuka.
Right. That was definitely not Rieko Kamiya when I heard the voice, for sure. It was definitely a different voice.
And I went, damn!
Even though she would have... I guess that would have typecast her in a way, too, so...
Doesn't matter. I can watch she does a tsundere role every single day.
I mean, her counterpoint is this red-haired little lowly girl, Ringo. Mm-hmm. And I guess supposedly she's supposed
Ringo.
To be... Yes, Ringo. Yes, she's the other Beetle. Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that Harrison is the other Beetle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's the one that everybody forgets about.
It's like three tenors. Yeah. Name them.
There is Placido Domingo.
Mm-hmm.
There is Luciano Pavarotti.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know the other guy. I don't know the
exactly. It's the third guy.
Yeah. Yep. And so, but Ringo is, yeah, definitely. So they're definitely going for the lowly fans with her and the tsundere fans with Ryoko. Honestly, I couldn't make quite heads or tails from the trailer about what the show was really going to be about, other than kind of slapstick comedy antics. So
yeah, the summary is pretty much right. They have an SOS done.
Oh, kind of, sort interesting.
Of. But they try to change the world one thing at a time, try to make it better. One person or one event at a time.
Okay. So they're kind of trying to do one good deed a day or something.
Yes.
I see. Okay. So that's, yeah, my guess is that this was a cheap kind of cash in on Toradora.
Yes.
On the part of JC staff here, you know, because, you know, that's, you know, that's what they did too as well. So I don't know. I mean, again, Toradora was a surprise, of course. So maybe this will actually be a good show. Who knows? JC staff is doing, you know, does good work on like shows that you would not normally think would be okay. So we'll see. I mean, so.
And I'm looking forward to hear Ito Shizuka goes, urusai, urusai, urusai.
So she'll have to do it in a different voice, I think, though, you know? And I don't know maybe she'll have a different catchphrase. Who knows? All right. What is up with Mitsu do Moe? What's up with those oval faces?
Because they're supposed to be elementary school kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is sort of like some very awful love child of Minami Kei and Kodomo no Jikan. Is that it?
It's like the main girl in Kodomo no Jikan. Split, use the ninjutsu and split into three.
Oh, my.
And they're all tortures of this poor male teacher.
I can see that from the picture. And yeah, I definitely gathered that from the trailer.
If you see the trailer and you're not a Lonely Kong, you're probably facepalming most of the time.
And well, yeah, you know what? I was. It's just not the kind of show for me. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't find the characters cute. In fact, I don't like the character design at all. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know, man. I just can't get a handle on this at all.
This makes me strange. This makes me very uncomfortable just watching on the trailer.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
I mean, I really hope this is not where, like, anime is going. Like
Kodomo no Jikan?
Well, see, unfortunately, no,
there's an audience like that.
Well, here's the thing. Kodomo no Jikan, at least supposedly from what I heard, actually has some storytelling.
Yes, it does. It has some really, 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 really striking issues.
Right. And it's supposed to actually be a good show at the end of the day. Like, I've seen some rather prominent defenders of that show. Like, you have to get over the sexualized issues before you can get to that stuff. But apparently there is supposed to be some merit to this. This is from the creator of Minami Kei. And, you know, Minami Kei, of course, for me, was actually a hit or miss. You know, sometimes it was actually really funny. And so, you know, you have a three-girl setup just like in Minami Kei. They're triplets in this case. So, but the thing is that I guess they're kind of turning it up a notch and turning it into, I guess, a little bit more pervy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Sexually charged.
Yeah, sexually charged. So, you know, not for me. I'm sorry. This is just not.
No. Made Uncle Ray strangely uncomfortable.
And you know, if it makes him uncomfortable, you know, this is a guy with no standards. You know, it's got to be something to stay away from. So.
Oh, I've got a standard. You have to dig really, 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 really deep in the mire to find it.
Yeah, so says the guy who just posted a whole bunch of boob shots from Seikon no Quasar today.
Fun side.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, compared to that, Strike Witches 2 seems absolutely normal, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, the only thing wrong with Strike Witches is that they have no pants.
Like I said, the bitter and caustic war of young women fighting with the hardship of not having long pants continues.
Absolutely. This is the war on pants continues. Strike Witches, of course, I actually never got around to watching much of it, though. Everybody who's seen it tells me it's a wonderful show. Everyone. I have not seen somebody, actually not in my personal circle. Everyone who's seen it likes it. Like, I have not met somebody who actually dislikes it.
It's a likable show. That's all there's to it.
Like, I'll tell you the truth. I mean, my roommate was really turned off by the no pants thing at first, believe it or not. Like, he couldn't get past the first episode. And then he came back to it, like, maybe a few months later. And then he got into it, and then he loved it. And so there's got to be something with this show. I probably have to check this out now.
It's just infectiously bright. Not smart, bright, but bright.
Well,
I think the sun in California.
I mean, it's also supposed to be a very emotional show, from what I'm told, too.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, of course, you can't argue with success, though apparently it was too late to save Gonzo, because this is apparently being animated by AIC, and so they had to take it over from Gonzo. And,
yeah. That's a shame. Gonzo made so many good shows.
Yeah, you know, actually, I really feel like Gonzo was always hit or miss, but their really good shows were really good. Like Last Exile, for instance. Right. Welcome to the NHK.
Samurai 7.
I mean, they had some really good stuff, but, and it's kind of funny because Strike Witches, the first season was like their biggest success in years.
Yes.
But it was still not enough to basically save the studio from bankruptcy. And that's why AIC had to take it over. And AIC definitely, you know, for this studio that once gave us Bubblegum Crisis OVA, mm-hmm. I think they've kind of fallen a bit far, to tell you the truth. This is probably the best property that they've received in quite a while. So they better not screw it up.
Yeah, AIC hasn't done anything all that great over the 20 years. I don't know why they still existed.
Yeah, I never even heard about them until recently. They started picking up a lot of these kind of low-budget harem-type shows.
Well, they made the Bubblegum Crisis sequel, I believe, but that was funded by Americans.
Right, that was funded by ADV when they were still alive. and so that was, I don't know. I mean, they seem to have fallen on hard times, so at least they're getting work, you know? It's kind of funny because they are also doing, I don't know what the difference between AIC versus AIC Plus is. Plus, because AIC Plus is doing another show called Asobi ni Ikuyo, and all I know about this is that the girl has cat ears.
Yeah, let's play together. Mm. That's all he says.
Oh, that's what the title means?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I see. There was very little information about this. There was no trailer. I don't know almost anything about it. Did you see out anything else?
No, I can't remember a thing about it.
I mean, this reminds, the premise is very similar to, you know, to Ravyu Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the alien suddenly comes down and makes trouble for the guy.
To so. Ravyu.
Yeah. I'm not up on the exact pronunciation of certain things, but it's...
It's like Pets Mart. I love to pronounce it apart.
I never got that pun. Did you know that? PetSmart? I always called it PetSmart. And
you never got the pun, really?
I never got the pun, and I work at a freaking pet insurance company. I don't know how I did that. I'm really dumb today.
Now I'm having double face palm.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, they're smart about pets, so it's called PetSmart.
Yeah.
But it's also a place where you can buy stuff, a mart where you can buy stuff for pets. Double entendre.
Okay, yeah, now I am very, very embarrassed right now. And so this one here is, I don't know. Okay, to Ruv-ru? Is that it?
Yes.
You're supposed to pronounce it like a stereotypical Japanese person, right? Like to...
No, if you pronounce it like a stereotypical Japanese person, you will actually get the pun. I'm just tearing it apart.
Okay.
I hate to be manipulated by these puns.
Well, in either case, we don't know
just
much
like
of
pets,
it.
Just like pets. Wait for it. Mart.
Pets. Mart.
Of course, you're supposed to send together, but fuck, I don't shop there. I don't care.
Yeah, we don't have pets, so yeah, I know. But moving on, since we don't know much about this other show, is Setokai Yakuin Domo.
Mm-hmm.
This is another student council show, mm-hmm. Along the lines of Setokai no Ichizon. Mm-hmm. And except this one is about a guy who falls into a student council with composed of three girls.
Okay, instead of five, you have three.
Yeah, instead of three. And this is a recently gender-integrated high school, which means that it's mostly girls. Mm-hmm. That's a
it's
popular
a
setup.
It's a free place for us.
It's a popular setup, I remember. There's definitely, well, let me see. Yeah, that's definitely something. I actually couldn't find a trailer for this one either. It's by the staff of Princess Lover. So
I barely saw anything on it. I think it was very stereotypical.
Right. And, I mean, you liked Princess Lover, didn't you?
I like the boobs.
You like the boobs, but did you like the story? Did you like the characters?
The story was actually half decent. The characters were also half decent.
Hmm.
Well, the characters were pretty good, mm-hmm. I guess. But the story was half decent, so not bad for what it was.
Right.
I don't recommend it as the Oscar show of the season. You won't find any Oscar clip in there, but yeah, not bad.
Right.
Not great.
Right, and so this is another tough one to judge since there's so little information about it. I don't know what this whole student council thing, you know, because...
You know what I'm hoping for? Sex! And violence!
I don't know. You may not get so much violence, actually, but you're just going to have to hope for the sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And speaking of sex... you know, this next show, Shukufuku no Campanella, is actually drawn from a PC eroge.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It seems like an attempt to do the similar kind of art style to that much more superior show, Aria, mm-hmm. but give it the eroge kind of treatment from what I can see. It's a fantasy setting. It's another AIC show. Right. And the whole premise begins when a girl tells the main guy, "You're my papa."
Oh God! Now I remember.
Yeah.
I didn't remember jack shit about the trailer until you just reminded me. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry about that. Because in a way, that line kind of says everything, doesn't it?
Oh God.
Yep.
Another Loli Kong show.
Yeah, it's another Loli Kong show, and that's just the kind of pandering that, you know, we don't need any more of in the anime world, in my opinion. It's
I mean, you think the girls in Strike Witches look like they're 50?
Well, like I said, Strike Witches looks positively normal by comparison sometimes. So, I mean, it almost like seems like a really balanced show. Who knows? I mean, but usually you can tell by the premise and by the studio where something like this is going, and it's not going places, if you ask me. And of course, but you know, here we have another second season.
Yes.
Oh, what does Krauser have to do with Sekirei?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, that's not your fantasy for what happens to the characters in that show, is it? Oh no, what have I done? I've given him ideas!
Interesting question indeed. I shall take some time and ponder on it.
Oh my God, what have I done? But yeah, Sekirei second season.
Pure engagement.
Gosh.
Which means it's going to be a lot of fights, probably not a lot of plot, and probably a lot of boobs bouncing.
And a lot of panties. I just love, by the way, just side note, I notice lots of hentai and lots of ecchi shows have the word pure in them. So, like, generally, if you see the word pure in any anime title, you can bet you can bet everything that it's going to at least be an ecchi show, if not a hentai.
Well, there's this little girl show called The Pure Pre-Pure. Well, oh, that's Pre-Cured. Damn. All right.
Not quite there. Almost. I'm thinking of the Eyes OVA, which was called Eyes Pure, but that may be because that actually followed the manga for a change, because the first Eyes OVA was just crap. And I say this as a fan of Eyes, the manga. I read all 15 volumes many years ago. And
you were in anguish.
Actually, there was a lot less. There was less angst in that one than in some other Katsura stuff like Video Girl Eye. But you know, whatever happened to him anyway, Katsura. You know, the one who gave us Video Girl Eye and Eyes, DNA Squared.
I don't know. He's done some other manga, but they're not huge, or we don't know.
He almost seems like a guy from the 90s now, you know? Like his
late 80s, man.
Or late 80s. Video Girl Eye started in the late 80s. That's right.
Yeah, into late 80s, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely tell by the character design in the early volumes of the manga, right? Did you enjoy the first season of Sekirei? I actually watched the first couple episodes. I didn't really like it, but I know it has a fan base. It's
quirky characters, frantic pace, good fan service, nice fight, good animation, great voice actresses. I don't care about the guy.
Of course.
Interesting. And, you know, interesting tsundere with the blonde haired girl with water dragon attack. Yeah, I like it.
Okay, because I know quite a few people who actually really enjoyed this show. This is
I love this show. That's why I'm waiting for the second season to come out.
Well,
I was super excited.
Well, it is coming out in July, so this is gonna be probably one of the highlights for you, huh?
Yeah, that and Strike Wishes.
Yep.
Which is of course. Right. Of course.
Wait, who are some of the big name voice actresses in Sekirei? I actually don't remember.
Well, Nabatame Hitomi. Let's see, Inoue Marina.
Oh yeah.
Endo Aya, who played the voice part of Shiro Gnome.
Oh yeah, who is coming to AX, by the way? So,
not
her. That's
the
right.
Singing
the
part.
Singer is coming.
The singer part, main is coming.
Oh okay, that's right. That's right.
But they could add another singer. Which I don't know who she is, but I was hoping the mystery guest would be Kugimi Ariet.
I know.
No. But no. Of course.
They already have 2 out of 3 of the Toradora girls. That would have been awesome if they got Ria Kugimiya, though. But
hey, this is not like the... What's up, Ben? The 2 out of 3 ain't bad. In this case, it ain't good enough.
we demand everything as otaku.
That's right.
Yeah. We don't care. Well, actually, we do care if it does become the fiasco that the SOS Brigade Girls was in 07, but...
We'll start a riot. With the economy this shitty, let's start a riot.
It would be an otaku riot. That's right.
Otaku riot! Otaku riot!
That's right. Well, you know, there's only one show left on this list, and it's Digimon Cross Wars, or X-Ross Wars. I mean... I've never been a Digimon fan, though. I will. This is the one moment where I think I get to actually like shove this in. It is actually related, believe it or not. Some people may not be aware that the director of The Girl Who Leapt Through Time and the director of Summer Wars, what's his name? Masa Orohanda. I can't remember his name for some reason right now. My brain's fried today. I'm not going to even bother looking it up. I don't care. But he directed a couple of Digimon movies.
I had the Jeopardy music going. Come on, at least think.
All right.
$100,000. I'm just kidding. I don't care either. Anyway.
It's he actually directed Mamoru Hosada. That's it. Mamoru Hosada directed a number of Digimon movies, actually, and most notably, he did one called Our War Game, which. Mm. And here's the thing. You haven't seen Summer Wars, right?
Nope.
The plot of Summer Wars is virtually identical to that of Our War Game, Bokura no War Game. And it's... except, you know, that was a Digimon movie. And Summer Wars is like the non-Digimon version of it with richer characters and everything like that. But actually, I saw that Digimon movie recently. And it was actually really good. Like, I could tell it was that director... It was written. It was not written like a children's movie. It was actually like really well paced with good dialogue and things like that. And it had Digimon
good dialogue. Team Pokemon.
That was kept to a minimum, only 10%. But that was kept to a minimum. But, and And it was really surprising how close it was to Summer Wars. And it came out like almost 6 or 7 years before Summer Wars. But Mamoru Hosada is actually an alumni of Digimon. And I was really, really surprised and pleasantly shocked to find that there was apparently some quality work to come out of it. But of course, look, it seems that this one is just another way to milk the franchise and get you to buy some toys and some cards. So,
By the way, if you hear silence in the background, it's because the Lakers lost.
Oh.
The series is tied. 2-2.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, man. Yep.
And, actually, that seems to do it for the whole chart. Actually, we actually got through every single show, believe it or not, in less than an hour. Can you believe it?
I don't think there are that many shows that are out that actually, you know, made it onto the chart. There are probably some other shows. There may be some other shows that we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, typically, kids' shows actually even make it in. Well, here's the thing. ChartFag usually actually has kids, even puts kids' shows on. But only one that I see here is Digimon.
Huh.
And so it could be, well, summer is usually kind
Michu
of...
Michu Domo, eh? Maybe?
Right. It has kids. I don't think it's exactly for kids. So, yeah. Yeah.
It has kids, right?
Right. But, yeah. Yeah, so it's... Summer is usually an off-season. Summer typically doesn't have a lot of highlights, quite frankly. Considering the fact there's only 18 new shows... That's not a lot of new shows, actually.
Nope. And maybe we can look for hidden gems.
Right. This is definitely a time to, you know, sometimes good shows slip in almost unnoticed. I'm going to pay attention to Shiki, to Cult Academy, mm-hmm. and possibly to this...
high school?
Yeah. Or not. I'm actually not that interested in high school. I'm actually going to keep an eye on Okami-san because I trust the staff. The director is actually a guy who's done some good work in the past.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I have some lingering affection, you know, because of Toradora, because of Hatsukoi Limited, because of Kimikiss. And so, you know,
you get a taller version of Taiga.
And of course, Taiga, yes, of course. We'll see how Tsundere-esque everything is. And so, what are you looking forward to?
I might try High School of the Dead.
All right.
Although I don't think I don't know. And Occult School Academy seems like a good choice. Let's see, Shiki. Yeah, maybe The Legend of the Legendary Hero. Now that's a funny pun. I'm definitely trying that.
Yeah, we gotta watch the tone for that one. Yeah.
And then yeah, maybe the Okami-san to Doshini no Nakamatachi. Maybe.
Okay.
Let's just kick your ass in pronunciation, bitch.
Well, come on. You're the one who took Japanese lessons.
Of course, right. Strike Witches 2 and Sekirei Pure Engagement. These for sure. These for sure.
Yeah, we all know what kind of engagement that is, don't we?
Something to do with money over fist.
Could be. Could be that. It could be other things as well.
Sex!
That is a sex and violence show, isn't it, actually?
Yes.
That is a sex and
violence.
Yes. That's just one of those shows where that is absolutely an appropriate anthem. So that and possibly High School of the Dead as well. There was a lot of violence and there was fan service. I'm not so sure about sex exactly, but there was definitely fan service.
I hope they don't cut up a loli. In Elfin Lied, they cut up a loli. And that's when I stopped watching it.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, dude, you're sinning. You do not cut up a loli.
Yeah, that's
sinning.
Well, that show was, I think, trying to be serious, if I recall correctly. So I'm not so sure High School of the Dead is intended to be serious. And not in a comedy sense. Not in a comedy sense. I mean, just like, you know, those shows that are really over the top and like really overkill with the violence and everything like that. And
Yeah.
One of those shows, you know.
Zombies.
Yep. It's definitely for the zombie fans out there. But yeah, any closing comments or any closing thoughts on this season?
No, but we will be at AX. And if you want to see our exclusive, awesome coverage, you better pray to whatever God you believe in that we actually get them.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna try to make this coming AX our biggest press coverage ever for Anime Diet. There's a lots of great guests coming to AX. And also, if you're inclined, please vote for us in the Annie Blog Tourney. We have been rapidly catching up today, and so, you know, just keep us supported and keep us going. You know, there's only a couple of days left for voting, so.
Yeah, that was Mike throwing down his gauntlet.
That's right. You're next, Shin 87. All right, guys. Do we just want to go ahead and just
close it
up right here?
Yeah, we're done. So, yeah, this has been our Summer 2 2010. Wow, this sounds so futuristic. Summer 2010 preview, and who knows what will we do for it next time.
Yep. Yep. Summer 2010, the year we make contact. See you around.
Laters.